My name's Adam Sandler.
I'm Adam Sandler.
I'm Adam Sandler. Here I am. I'm in Rwandapur.
You look at me. I'm a little funny man again. I kick a football.
Hey, I'm Rob Schneider.
I'm Kevin James. I'm fat. That's my only comedic bit.
That's my character.
I'm Chris Rock.
I'm washed up.
I wish I was still relevant.
I wish I was Eddie Murphy, but I guess not.
I was once an ordinary Japanese businessman. I was known as Okajima Ropino. My life was full of normal, everyday tasks, going to and from work, and the occasional after-work get-togethers at the bar. But everything changed when I joined the FAP company. Hi, guys, and welcome to this week's episode.
It's really hard to, like, think of FAP as a company, right?
I guess, well, because we make no profit. We're terrible.
Fine, we're a consortium.
Dude, I'm a contortionist?
Dude, the contortionist?
Dude, nice.
Dude, that one contortionist?
Is this our opening?
Yep, I guess that's it is.
The train keeps a rolling, hey, as man. They say, as I say, because I'm the only one who says that.
What?
Well, we don't even know who you are yet, so one second. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Funky Anime Podcast. Please excuse last week's episode. We had to hire back garb because probably, you know, I think a lot of people believed us when we said it was going to be a two-man show. So welcome back, garb. No hard feelings?
No hard feelings.
All that was worth it for the joke. Ago.
Oh no!
Well, let me introduce you guys. The one inside the submarine boat having himself a nice cup of Joe. Well, that's Chuck.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I like coffee. Let me drink this under the water.
This is my coffee drinking voice.
This is what it sounds like when I drink coffee.
The one hanging out at his computer writing angry things to internet trolls. Well, that there is garb.
A bunch of poopy nugs.
Poopy nugs.
Eat a stinky fatso.
And the one throwing up on the side of the pier. Well, that's me. That's Pino.
Hey, Pino. How are you doing? I just finished my coffee. It was a really big cup.
Hold on. I'm still trolling people.
I can't believe I work for the FAP company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you said you wanted to stay, so I hired you.
Well, then thank you for having me. But I'm not wearing that Hawaiian shirt you got me.
I didn't get you that.
Oh, you're right. So, welcome back, boys. This week, if you didn't already know, you know, did you love that perfect segue? This week, guys, we watched Black Lagoon. And before we start, if you are sensitive to any mature themes...
bang, bang, shoot, shoot, gun, gun.
Gun, gun, children killing and other things of that manner. This is your warning. Get out now. Or, you know, you can stay. I mean, you know, it's up to you. It's up to me. It's not up to three. Anyways,
This week we watched Black Lagoon, which was written and illustrated by Ray Hiore. It was...
Bless you.
Thank you. It was adopted into an anime television series by our favorite group.
Series?
By our favorite animating group by the name of a little-known company by the name of Madhouse.
You know, they've done a couple.
They've done things.
A couple cult classics.
One Punch Boy.
Yeah, I've...
No Game, You Die.
Yeah, they did,
Hunter Shipped with Hunter.
You know, Trigun.
Dead High School, you know.
They did Hell Singing.
They did Three Guns.
Three of them? They did My Mom's a Wolf, three of Man. Them,
dude, I can't believe she fucked a wolf that one time.
Oh, Lord. They did,
Cardcaptor Sakura.
They did Punching. They did Punch Out.
Oh, yeah. They did Old Punch Out and New Punch Out.
They did, right? Death Note.
Dude, they did Blue Line.
You mean Death
Line.
Journal?
They did One Punch Man Season 2. You know, the thing that's out right now. You know?
It's not out yet.
And finally, they did that baseball one you totally saw.
They did Beyblade!
Oh, dude! That's
Beyblade, let it rip!
Beyblade.
You just got really excited. Wait, okay. They did a Devil May Cry. There's a Devil May Cry anime?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, the old one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the better one.
And Final Fantasy VII.
Dude, that's my fifth favorite Final Fantasy.
Dude, I thought there was only two.
There's only one?
Yeah, it's Final Fantasy VII and Final Fantasy 7.5.
Dude, I love 0.5 a little bit better than 7, but I most likely prefer... I love their side series, Kingdom Hearts 5 Days, 82 Months is Your Appointment Day. That's a good one.
I'll make sure to mark it on my calendar.
Okay, but make sure you play the mobile game.
No, but I don't want that lore.
Hey, man, you need it, or else you'll be lost.
Dude, I'm already lost. Dude. Someone give me a map, please.
Who needs a map?
Ding!
We got sued. Anyways, this anime aired from April to June 2006, which was the first season that was 12 episodes. Then a second season came out, subtitled The Second Barrage, which also ran 12 episodes, I believe. It ran for 12 weeks. Starting on October 2nd, 2006.
A lot of anime did 13 episodes, so I was like, wait, what?
And then they had a 5-volume OVA titled Roberta's Blood Trial, which was released in July 2010 to June 2011. I, for one, actually caught this show as it began airing on Toonami's Adults Toonami's block on March.
Surprising no one,
of course. It's not like I watch English dubbed anime or anything.
Ew.
Oh. Well. Oof.
If you guys can't tell, we haven't recorded in a hot second.
I didn't know you were gonna do that low blow, I guess. But anyways,
well, every blow towards you is a low blow because you're so right. Short.
The I want to add
that was a big
that,
oof just then.
Yeah, a little bit. I want to add that Black Lagoon, again, obviously as most anime do, started off as a manga, but this manga was on hiatus until recently. The authors finally decided to come back and get back to his old work, and it was announced. I remember watching this on. I was watching Dodger. The other day, shout outs to Dodger. You don't know us, but hopefully you will.
Dude, I love the LA Dodgers.
Shout outs to the LA Dodgers as well. Thank you for telling me this news.
I love Jesse Penis.
Dude, I love Gerard Kalittle. Anyways,
guys, this is a bad episode.
According to
they're all bad.
The point You're not is. Wrong. We'll be seeing and hearing a lot more of the Black Lagoon crew later on. But before That's we good. Start, let's see. How are you guys feeling when I suggested this anime to watch? Would you any prior knowledge? What were you feeling?
I didn't know anything about it, and I jumped in totally blind. Which
well, you better put on your glasses,
or else you can't hear us.
Thank God I watched the dub.
You did?
Yeah, you told me to.
Oh, good. Yeah. I thought you actually watched the sub.
I watched the dub as well.
Nice.
What was it? I had no idea what the hell this was. I think I've seen like a passing gif or two, but nothing like, oh, I should watch this show.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, as you could say, I was deaf to the noise.
I see.
Because I didn't have my glasses on.
Understandable. Have a nice day. Hey, man, it happens. Try it yourself. Take off your glasses right now.
I don't have my contacts.
Okay, where are my glasses?
Did you say something?
They're upstairs.
You're not wearing them right now.
I can't see.
Let me grab my Glock.
Wait a second. Here's my Glock.
Not.
That's what it sounds like when I shoot.
Not.
You just killed like five people.
They're dead. They were nutted to death.
They don't call you Two Nut Chuck for nothing, I guess.
There's our end card.
Can I get that on a shirt? Whenever I go to a con, can I just be called Two Nut Chuck?
Well, I gotta put this in this
book. Man, remember when I used to have quotes at the end of the episode?
Two Nut Chuck.
That's
for nothing.
Okay.
So, as for myself, as I mentioned previously, I did watch this on Toonami as it was airing for the first time. I also did not know what I expected going into it, but I saw booty shorts and I said, yes, let's do this.
And
of course, as you, that's how you pick out anime. If there's booty shorts, you obviously put that on the top of the list. But I was in for a wild ride and every episode was pretty much like, it just felt like a movie to me. It was like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like I'm watching Jean-Claude.
Dude. Van Damme?
Yeah.
Dude, I know that, man.
We should invite Jean-Claude Van Damme to this podcast because everything is better with Jean-Claude.
I don't know if he watches anime, though.
I don't think he does. I think he said it's stinky.
He's not wrong.
Time to cross out Jean-Claude from my fan list. There we go.
Yeah, wait, I got it. I got it on my list, too.
Good Lord. But yeah, we all certainly had a interesting experience with this anime, and we'll get to it as soon as we talk about the openings and endings. Mm. So the opening for this show is called Red Fraction by Mel, and oh boy.
If you read the lyrics, they are stupid.
Yes, they are. They are very, very, very dumb. But, you know, it's a good thing you don't understand it too much, because when I first heard it, I didn't think it was in English until I actually started listening. I was like, oh.
I heard, like, a couple English words here and there, and I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, I maybe it's in English. But then again, I don't really pay attention to lyrics much whenever I listen to a song anyway, so it was kind of normal for me. I also have difficulty whenever, like, if I hear someone with an accent, it's really hard for me to, like, tell what they're saying. I don't know. I think it's just something with my brain or something. But, like, to me, it just registered as, like, nonsense as anything else would.
Yeah, I didn't really focus too much at first because, like, it is an anime opening. So I was like, it's probably not that bad, but, you know.
Yeah, if you scroll up a little, you can read some of there. We've got a lot
I saw it.
We got a lot of violations. We've got a lot of pigs. We got a lot of prayers.
So, Chuck, the OP expert, what did you think?
This really didn't get with me that much. I wasn't the biggest fan of this one. Like, the song is okay once it gets to the part where, like, she's actually singing and not going, bah, 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 bah. I like it a little bit better. But the visuals, the text I wasn't a huge fan of.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
it was trying too hard to be, like, something super, like dark and edgy, but then they also cross it with, like, you know, how they sometimes show, like, their heroines with, like, writing on their face, and that's what they did with Ravi during part of it.
And she has, like, her tongue out, and it says you on her face. Yeah,
that always made me feel like that's not right. Yeah. But,
hey, it's all up to you, man.
Like, the editing composition is, like, you know, pretty decent for like editing standpoint, like, you know, it's fast, it gets through a lot of things, has a bunch of symbolism, but it's just so noisy to me that you can't focus on anything, which might have been the actual, like, purpose of it, maybe, but I just overall, it didn't blend with me that much. I watched it all the way through most of the time anyway, because that's what I do. And I like it, it grew on me a little bit, but it's still definitely one of the lesser openings that we've seen on the show.
I really like the song for it.
Yeah, the song is actually, I listened to the song.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Shadow the Hedgehog song, the way the guitars are mixed.
A little bit.
Ow, the You're edge. Dude, can we find some Revy the Hedgehog? Like art?
Hey, anyone who draws art. Oh, wait, no one listened to the show anyway.
Revy the Hedgehog. Let me look at that real quick.
No, my God.
All right, I'm closing out. That was not what I expected.
Okay, so...
I personally, I have a similar feeling as to the visuals of the opening. They're all kind of, like, if you don't think about it, they make sense. But once you actually start looking at the things, it's just, like, a little too much sometimes.
Is that an ambulance going by?
Shh, we're going to ignore that real quick. Let me just zoom. There we go. Now I don't think you'll hear the ambulance again.
Dude, is this Stardust Speedway?
Let's just say that someone didn't go through with their payment, and I had Mr. Chang pay him a visit real quick.
Dude, Mr. Chang knows what's up.
Yes, he does.
Let's go to the ending.
Okay, so in this case, we have three endings, actually, but we'll go with the first one, which is...
The one most used.
Uh-huh, yeah. It's called Don't Look Behind by Edison. And,
Thomas?
Boy, it's great. No, just Edison. I really, really, really love this ending. I don't know, like, it's such
a weird instrument. It sounds really cool.
I like it as an anime ending. I wouldn't say I would listen to the song outside of anime. It's not something that I'd put on a playlist, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it definitely hits the mood that what this anime, especially in the later episodes, as it gets darker, darker than it already was, it really does lend to the mood, especially when it fades out, because you can hear it start playing and then the visuals fade out to like the walking on the sand and the shore, which I really like. But then again, you know, it's a good one and it fits the mood, but it's not something that I would personally recommend or put on like the top of my favorite endings of all time.
Yeah, so like if you're looking for something with more like, I don't know, animation to it, you're not going to find it with the actual animations of the ending, which is okay for this setting. But again, for anyone who's like expecting like, I don't know, a Love Live kind of ending, or like even a Dragon Ball kind of ending, you're not going to find it here.
Yeah.
It's like, I would still say, like, instead of, like, we watched a couple episodes ago, Durarara, I'm going to keep going back to this because it's a very good comparison. Mm-hmm. That is literally a pan shot of a single image. This has, like, walking, has a lot, like, you don't see it a lot, but there's a lot of subtle animation to this, which I really liked, so.
Yeah, the feet, the angle that they were at, like, that's hard to animate.
Very much so. I really like it.
There's like an interview, I don't remember who it was with, it might have been someone with Trigger, but he was like joking about how like you can ask for this insane sequence and the animators are like, yeah, we'll do it, but then they're like, oh, we need stairs animated, and they're like, nope,
sorry.
You know, some of that stuff is just like,
we'll just animate their bodies moving upwards,
which is why I was like, wow, that those feet look really good.
Yeah, I know. Right, appendages like phalanges and like fingers, they're pretty hard to do.
This ending real quick, it was really nice whenever shit got really crazy. It was a nice like little it's almost relaxing, but it's still kind of spooky.
Gives you like that ominous kind of feeling. It's like,
but it was
hey.
Still just like, whew, this is a nice time to like clear my mind after that episode.
It's like, so you saw a lot of blood.
Here,
take this little breather and we'll be right back. Understandable. But that was only the first ending. The second ending comes to us on episode 15, which is called The World of Midnight by Minako Muki Obata, which has lyrics in it. And it is in a similar way. The animation is similar to the first ending, but it actually takes two characters, Hansel and Gretel, who are walking down the beach, and it's a more morning setting. Again, I think it does exactly what the first ending does. It just it fits with the mood. But I hear a lot of mwah and mms here, so let's see what you guys got to say.
I just hate Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah,
I'm glad
we weren't looking at the ending.
Oh, you weren't looking at that one? Oh my goodness!
No! I wasn't lacking the ending. Oh, okay. I was lacking the characters.
Oh yeah, no, we'll get there. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's a good one. Once again, it fits the vibe, and it does tie back to the singing section that Hansel or Gretel. Mm-hmm. You don't really fucking know who it is.
We're here actually, all the like, time.
Okay, don't say that. But. You know, it once again fits the mood very well. It's a very pretty song as well.
It made me kind of double take whenever it was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wait, really? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Very much so. And the last one is called Preach Heads with a Z Addiction by Breathe Frequency, episode 24. This one isn't as memorable to me, mostly because obviously it's only played once. And I actually, like, for the life of me, can't remember it. Even when I found it myself, I was like, what? This played?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it the one on the last episode?
Yeah.
Well, they played that song on the radio whenever Revy was driving them, and she was like, oh yeah, is there right. anything on the radio?
I do know that song. I do remember it now, yeah. But it's still, once again, not as, at least for me, as memorable, because the other two are so somber and, like,
yeah.
very, very cool. It's not something that you really would think about when considering it, putting it up against the other endings. But yeah. It is a good song.
Mm-hmm.
And the ending I liked, but, you know.
Yeah, it was like, a very punk song, which yeah, I'm down mm-hmm. for.
It was an interesting way, I guess, to end the series. Because, like, usually you either, and in many examples, like, when they reach a midway point or, like, they end a certain season, they bring back the first opening or they bring back a very mm-hmm. well-known song in the show. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously we heard it on the radio, but it was weird. It was just
yeah, that was a song that only played like one other time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even like in that important of a scene. I don't think.
I think it was I just guess like it scrolling was. Text, right?
Well, they were going off to the bowling alley to
yeah,
the shit
but
out
like
of
the
people,
scene,
but still,
the scene after it was the one that was more important.
Yeah.
Like, if they played that song, like, if it kept playing while they were, like, shooting the dudes, that would have been cool. And that would have made it, like, stick in your head. Mm-hmm. But they didn't. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You know, it is a weird choice, but I guess they were going to try and pump as much out of that song as they can rather than have it in one throwaway section of the
yeah. It was just, thing, just but, kind of a weird choice, and I don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're not wrong.
I wonder exactly. if they just decided afterwards to make that, like during the last episode, they were like, let's throw this song in there. You know,
it's like, whoops.
Maybe.
It could be a reason, because I do know, and this is kind of going into the miscellaneous section for me a little bit, but there are, in comparison with the manga, there are some arcs, I believe, that are left out. I believe. Because I remember reading something and I was like, I don't remember seeing this. So, like, there are some missing things. But, you know, may have been budget, may have just been ratings. I couldn't tell you, to be honest.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors yeah. that go in.
Very much so.
And sometimes it's just dumb and you can't really do it, you know?
Exactly. But, you know, out of the three, obviously we don't prefer the last one. So, out of those two, which one did you prefer more?
One of them was more special in the moment, but the other one was, like, just very nice.
More memorable and very good overall.
It felt like going back home, you know, like that was my normal ending, and it was nice
driving
to,
in the traffic, just like okay, not looking back, because yeah. that's the name of the song, Don't Look Behind. Fantastic. Anyways, anything else anyone wants to say about the openings already?
No, go ahead, move on.
You know, they're just I like them, but they're just they fit what they're trying to do, but like I said before, it's just, eh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Understandable. All right, so how about we take our little animation eyes over to the animation section of this series.
I told you, I don't have eyes.
Oh.
I can't believe you're discriminating
I'm
against
sorry,
me.
Sorry, but, you know, you can go.
I don't think you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
All right, let me pull my Glock out real quick.
Okay.
If you ever ask me to apologize again, I will shoot both of your eyes out.
Killed you. Die. You're dead.
And that was the legend of...
He was nutted to death.
...of two nut jugs. May his name go down in the annals of history. Oh, wait a second. Is it annals?
Leave it. Okay. Leave it. Don't worry.
Anyways, into the animation we go. Again, reminding you both that this is a pretty old show now. It's aired in 2006.
It's not that old.
Think about 2006. It. Yeah, 2006. It's like 10 plus 12. 12.
12.
It's about. It's kind of old.
I know. You really need to learn how to do math, my man.
Hey, man. Last time I saw Air Force One, I thought it was still 2010, and then I realized I was old.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm still going to watch Air Force One, by the way. Okay. Gotta love that.
What about Air Force 3?
No.
Okay.
Anyways, so the animation, what'd you guys think?
It was animated.
Yeah.
Yeah?
There was nothing really that had, stand out for me at least.
Mm-hmm.
It did everything that it set out to do. It did the action well. It did everything that it needed to do well, but nothing really stood out for me. There was no big, oh my goodness, that was animated so well parts like you would see in, like, I don't know, something like Durara or something. Like, just, like, even the little things in Love Live Sunshine where, like, just the little background animations, I give it a little bit more personality. You didn't really see that here. And that was,
yeah.
I feel like, a really missed opportunity that they could have done a lot more. But,
and it,
I don't know.
It has that very, like, edgy anime saturation where everything just looks like they dragged it down, like, I don't know, like, 50% on the saturation bar. Mm-hmm. And it just...
I've, like, looking at what Madhouse had done before that, Hajime no Ippo, the boxing anime that Madhouse had done before this point, actually is brilliantly animated, and I think that or Captain
they did Trigun. Tsubasa.
I was gonna say something else. Thank you. Okay, yeah.
I think that Madhouse just has better animation quality than doing this very safe average approach, but you know, you can't really judge it that much by its previous merits, but you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with the sentiment, and I mean, considering all the things that Madhouse had done and has done, I'd place this near like the middle, maybe near the middle lower end of like what they can do. I guess maybe not in their defense, but what I always thought was that they were the city of Ruanapur, which is where they were all living in. I felt like they wanted to get, like, I don't know, like they wanted to kind of ground this maybe in like real life, but like weren't aware how. And like, even though they wanted to keep the anime kind of style, like some characters look like they were just drawn based on a person, and some of them are just like very anime-ish. Hedge-sized and whatnot, and I'm just take Dutch for example. He looks like your typical, you know, African American, and then you look at Rock, and he's like, oh, you just look like regular anime boy.
He's an anime, yeah.
Right, and you have like so many serious characters, like some of the Nazis that look really detailed, and then you got Revy with the scary eyes, and you have the guns. You got guns here, and so like you can tell where the details kind of went and where they didn't go.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like, I don't know, it's a little weird. Like the balance is kind of weird, but I kind of enjoyed it. Like,
I think Chuck said it best when he said like this is all kind of like playing it safe.
Mm-hmm. Very safe.
Yeah, there's, it's just, I like it was good animation. Like animation that you don't really notice is good because you can't point out anything, but. Like I said before, there's nothing that wowed me with this. Mm-hmm. There were, you know, I do like appreciate like all the bullet casings that they were able to animate and put around because that does really build to the atmosphere. And
yeah, I never noticed anything that was like visually bad, but I never, I didn't see anything that just popped. Aside from like the typical ending, like, there wasn't anything, yeah, like you said, that, like, popped out at me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually lost my train of thought for a second. I wanted to add to what you said.
Choo-choo.
There it goes. Goodbye. Oh, I guess I'll have to buy another ticket. Oh, yeah. They did a real great job with the blood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everywhere. Especially with Hansel and Gretel. God, what do you know?
There was a whole lot.
The explosions as well. Like, they're very mm-hmm. extravagant. Yeah. I feel like the only memorable thing for me were any of the times that they were driving or running away. So, like, any of the car chases or, like, when they ran their little boat into the helicopter. But that's the only things I can truly remember.
Yeah. Actually, talking about the cars, they used 3D models for some of the cars.
Oh, we're going Initial D here. I believe so. I don't remember which one it was.
There were definitely some scenes where, like, they used 3D animation for it. And sometimes the boat as well, if I think I remember. I'm not entirely sure about that.
I'm not sure about the boat.
It did blend very well. If you are to use, like, CGI in anime mm-hmm. on a traditional 2D animation, it is good to use it on mechanical objects like they did.
Yeah.
One of the best examples is actually Avatar The Last Airbender. They used a lot of that 3D animation for mechanical, like, for gears and stuff like that. Mm. And that fits very well because it's much easier to do mechanical movements with that, so it feels much more natural, mm-hmm. which seems a bit weird when you're talking about it. But you can definitely notice it, like, it fits a lot better because sometimes you have these jarring things, like...
And then you have, like, Love Live Season 1, where the...
Well, that, or, like, even, like, stuff... Sometimes it looks like early CG, like, in... Way back, which isn't even anime, but, Hercules, the movie, has
Hydra
scene. Mm. Yeah, where it's, like, super... You're like, what the hell? Why did they do this? Why is this 3D animation? But, like, it didn't feel like that. It didn't feel very jarring, so I liked that a lot.
Mm-hmm. I just remembered the other scenes that I actually remembered. Anytime they went into, like, the naughty places, like the strip clubs, I was like, oh, okay, I see the details on the ladies. I know what you're doing here. That's where all the money went. I see. But, yeah, you know. Again, they placed details where they wanted to, and they left things anime when they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. But any last thoughts on animation before we move on?
Not really. I think we've sucked the well dry.
All right. Well, with some average animation, in my opinion, comes some average soundtracks. None of the music, in my opinion, is that memorable, except for the one that plays, like, every other episode. And I think you all know what we're talking about.
And that's just because they dug it into our brain.
Yeah, it's like, mm-hmm. it's whatever instrument that is, it's great. It's, oh, goodness. I put it on a playlist before you got here, Chuck, but we were just listening to it.
Yeah, but I know which one you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly, yeah. Again, nothing too memorable for me, but what about you guys?
The opening kind of was just the best song.
Yeah. Dude, that's mm-hmm. best song in the game.
It's not a game.
Oh, you're right.
Life isn't a game.
You got me.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I guess you could say, you could make the argument that it's good that you can't remember it as much because it wasn't jarring in any way, but there's stuff
that wasn't intrusive.
Yeah, it wasn't intrusive, but there was also stuff that, like, you, like, that I still remember from stuff like Love Live. I still remember Kimono Friend stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I still remember Golden Boy stuff. Like, that shows good soundtrack, and I will not remember by next episode when we record it of what music, besides maybe the opening and ending.
Mm.
Yeah, Kimono Friends is where we got the "Don't Eat Me" song term.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, the song that's not a song, but that meow, became meow, a song.
Meow. Hello, I'm looking for my friend.
Sorry, that's the only song I remember other than the intro.
La 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 la, la 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 la.
Welcome to Joe and Rowan. For oh wait, Mike, we're going different places, I guess. Oh Lord.
Yeah, soundtrack was average.
Yeah, nothing you're gonna bump in the car, and nothing you're gonna go like. I want to listen to this.
No, like hot bangers.
Yeah, except for the Nazis. Just kidding. No, the Nazis were.
Dude, shout out to the guy who taught me the term hot bangers.
Shout out to that guy. Send us an email if that's you.
Yes. Yeah, send us an email if you taught Garb what a hot banger was.
Fantastic. All right, moving on. As shows that I usually do host, I like to just quickly go through some of the arcs.
Yeah, but since, then it takes 20 years.
Hey, you remember when I said we were going to end in under 2 hours and I did? And then the next episode, we went over 2 hours?
Yeah, but it was a better show that we were talking about.
No. Wait, what was that one?
I don't know. I was just saying that it was probably a better show than whatever we watched.
I forgot what we watched.
We watched Urara and then we watched Pop Team Epic.
Yeah, that was
Pop
fun.
Team Epic did not go 2 hours.
Well, it was like, obviously. I think there's like 2 hours worth of raw audio. But
okay, we need to get back on track.
You're right. So the story section, so the format of the show kind of gave me like a kind of a Bebop kind of feel. Or like a story that just has multiple mm-hmm. stories happening to this. Like, there's stories that are separate from our crew, but they all like, sort of like, there are events that happen, and our crew of the Lagoon Company is kind of just like dragged into this like whole yeah. kind of mm-hmm. mess, which I
yeah.
very much I like it. Like, I don't like, for people with short attention spans, like, oh, I don't want to watch 800 episodes of so-and-so, or I can't watch the original version of this show because there's too many screaming. Like, you have your little, like, you have 2 episodes of one thing, you got maybe 5 episodes of another thing, and then they move on. And then you have characters that reoccur, which is pretty nice. Like, again, if you're someone who, like, doesn't want to invest too much and wants something to watch, like, this is a kind of a good way to do it.
Yeah. Just kind of mm-hmm. not too long, it gets to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like this method of storytelling because it does play into the fact that they are just hired for different jobs, so it really fits with what they were talking about.
Yeah, they're like the mailman.
But, yeah.
You don't see the mailman yeah. every day. You don't even know if he has a home.
But you it's like a teacher. Teachers don't have homes. They live in the school.
You're like right. a scuttlebug.
No, scuttlebugs have homes. The teacher does not.
Guys, I need to go to my other QPU real quick.
Okay, bye.
Oh,
he misaligned.
Yeah.
All right, I got the star. I'm back. I got a high score. Sorry, guys. Anyways, yeah. That's a good format of the show. As you can see, we don't have the attention span for that. But here we are on a podcast.
Despite us all being brain damaged.
Despite the fact that we're all brain damaged. Yes. Okay, so let me just quickly go through what I call the arcs of the series. So I'm going to group, I guess, the first 3 episodes together. Just an intro, introducing you to the characters and their kind of like personalities.
It's called the Stolen Rock Arc. Thank you very much.
We have your Japanese man. Let's crash a helicopter. Yeah, so that's that one. Then you have the Nazis looking for a painting arc. Yeah, you have that one. You have the I'm angry at you and we're gonna fight at this restaurant arc, which is a really small one. We have this maid has a gun and I don't know what to do arc, I believe.
That's a pretty long arc.
I like that one. That was pretty fun.
That was a fun one.
You
want
to take a moment to talk about that one real quick, or?
We can talk about them later. Okay. Just talk about it.
Let's see. I gotta remember some of these arcs real quick, cause
there's the army fight rebellion.
We meet the Australian pothead Stoner. And Chinglish. Yeah, mm-hmm. We got that arc. We have
twin arc.
Yeah, we have Hansel and Gretel, which is second season, which is little kids who are misunderstood, but we also misunderstand them. We have, I don't remember the arc after that one.
We have Hacker Money arc.
Oh, Hacker Money arc. And then we have Let's Go Back to Japan real quick arc.
And that's it?
That's about it. Again, it gets right to the point, you know, maybe like 6 episodes max. I believe the last one was 6 episodes.
The last one was definitely 6 episodes.
Yeah.
But again, yeah, like nothing felt like it overstayed its welcome. Nothing felt mm-hmm. too short either. I was just
there
like, cool.
Yeah. There was, like, obviously there could have been a little bit more time spent developing characters a mm-hmm. bit more. Like, I feel that characters like Benny really didn't get enough screen time. He seemed like a very interesting character, yeah, especially to me. But he never got, I don't think he got the time that he deserved. There were conversations split with like him and then someone, like, because obviously you could tell the focus is on Rock, Revy, and then whoever the heck they're hanging with at the time. Mm-hmm. But those are the two mainstays.
I wanted to see more of Benny because he's also a Floridian. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, I didn't know they were real.
No, and then what about Cowboy Man? He was also a Floridian.
Oh, God, that guy who's going to pay me this much money for a job.
He's gonna pay you $1,000 a head. Now let's get going and kill it.
That's exactly how we talk.
Let's do this low-paid job and get home. And here's
right,
me. Here's me with the voice. No, it's not my Susie accent. Don't worry. God, she
very
was good.
Similar, but not the same.
Okay, little lady, can you help me with this barbecue?
Sure. Oh, God, I'm on fire.
Yeah, I love the smell of your flesh burning.
That guy was fucking
cool
creepy.
Guy who got shot at the end.
Poor guy. Poor Genji.
He needed healing.
Oh, my God.
He needed a little bit more than healing, my man.
Maybe a Band-Aid or two. Maybe just a little spit on that wound, maybe.
Yeah.
There we go. You're all better.
Guys, we just healed Genji. You're welcome.
Well, I don't think we're going to fix the girl with the sword in her throat.
Yeah, that's really hard. Yeah.
Tis but a flesh wound.
Tis a scratch.
Tis a scratch.
Good Lord, that sounded great on my end.
Yeah, what? The Discord kind of bugged out and it went...
Yeah. Anyways, that's kind of the story section. Anything else you guys want to add?
There's a couple things that I want to talk about. There are some instances, like, when they had Hansel and Gretel, even though that was a very, like, it made me very uncomfortable part of the time.
That is a very uncomfortable arc to watch.
Yeah. But it was a very good arc. Mm-hmm. I've been saying this so many times this episode, but it did what it needed to do and did it very well. It made me feel uncomfortable, mm-hmm, somewhat sympathetic, but not really. I was glad that they got killed.
You and Gar both, my friend.
Like,
I was telling him off camera the same thing.
Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know. And it, there are other things like, what were the other episodes?
So we had, when they were in the submarine looking for the painting.
That one, I like that.
That one's pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Anytime the bar blew up, which is fun.
Always. Of course, you'll have to pay for this.
Going to the ripoff church, hanging out.
I really like the ripoff church.
Oh, it's
like,
so good.
That's probably my favorite location out of all of Balalaika. It's just so good. It's so interesting.
Out of
and
Balalaika.
I
didn't know we were inside a Russian lake.
Don't
worry. This place.
I'm quitting the podcast. Bye, guys.
He's gone.
I'm sorry. No. Come back, Balalaika.
I can't do it, Chuck.
I'm sorry, Chuck. The correct answer was Rowanipur. Rowanipur.
Dang. How much money did I lose?
You only lost 100. Don't worry.
Oh, that was an easy question. How the fuck am I supposed to get up to 500?
It's okay. We haven't even gone over to the other commercial break yet, so you're good.
Oh, good. Yeah, but I do... Rowanipur, whatever the fuck that name is. I do really like the ripoff church and the characters inside of it, mm-hmm, so it's just... It's always a treat to go there, and I'm like, dang, dude.
Dude, their Bible verses are top notch.
They really are. I like when they were drinking there, and like it was during the shootout with Jane.
Uh huh. And then the nun comes out.
The virgin.
And then she came out, and she's like, "What is this?"
Dude, I love America Ferrera. Is that her?
It's like, you know what that is, old lady. You're a
sinner. No, she knows. She knew
what
it was.
Who's doing this in my chapel?
She's like, we'll talk about it later.
And then she starts
shooting. I'm
gonna shoot
these. And then she pulls out her golden pistol. It's so good. I just really like that.
In such
that locale.
In
it's so nice.
Such an evil city like Rowanipur, with murders like every other day and gang like violence everywhere. It's nice to have a safe haven to go to, where you can also be shot at, but under
thanks,
the Lord's
Yolanda
protection. God, the ripoff church. But yeah, no.
The ripoff church is so good.
Oh,
I love
God,
it.
I can't wait to talk about them. Unless you guys want to talk about the characters now. Do we have anything else for stories?
There's just like the story we talked about a little bit before, it goes basically job by job, mm-hmm. and it covers several jobs, which is nice. Shows a little bit of development with Rock, which is could have been a little bit more, and could have been more development and like learning a little bit more, because we don't know anything about Dutch. Yeah. I'm kind of disappointed. We don't know jack shit about this man. All we know is that he's a big black guy and he's good at driving boats.
The manga Dutch goes was like a little more in depth, but okay. I can tell you things if you would like to know.
I don't care. Go for
so,
it.
So according to what I read, Dutch is ex-military.
Makes sense.
U.S. military. He was he didn't desert. I think he like deserted them. No, he went AWOL. Hmm. He went AWOL.
And, okay. Yeah.
And then he went to Rwanapur. I don't know if I read correctly, but apparently that is also a lie. So, like, he's still a big mystery. Like, God, he did Dutch, something. You moron. But, like, Dutch is, like...
Well, obviously.
Dutch is Dutch, dude. Dutch, you can't be mad at him.
Yeah, there's just, like, a lot of points that you could have developed characters more. Maybe you threw in... Like, if they did go to 13, they could have just thrown in a character development episode.
Mm-hmm.
More along the lines of like fighting at that restaurant again, like that.
Yeah.
That section, but it's still like there are like interesting parts for these characters, and I feel like they weren't developed enough mm-hmm. to really that like would have made it much more interesting, at least for me, just to see characters change over time over the series instead of being the same person. But you know.
Now, as I mentioned before, there is another kind of like side series called Roberta's Blood Trials. So I might like in the later future, we might revisit Black Lagoon just to see if anything's changed. Yeah, it's only 5 episodes, so you know. I'm sorry.
Technically,
the foreseeable future.
Technically, all the future is the later future.
But what about past future?
No,
dude.
Haven't you seen X-Men?
Dude, it's a future past.
Yeah, dude.
I love that was a bad movie.
You're hurting my brain.
It's okay. I don't have one.
yes.
Yeah. Funny thing is, Pino doesn't have a brain, so he can't be brain damaged.
He's immune.
I blame Johanne for that. Anyways.
You should go wait.
I'm actually surprised that the story is, like, if you look at it entirely, it's like a year, like, technically over a year a little bit. And I'm just like, mm-hmm. wow, it didn't feel that way.
Yeah. No.
All right, do you guys want to talk about characters?
Yeah, sure, let's go ahead.
Sure. You want to start with the Lagoon Company?
Yes, thank you very much. We are going to start with the Lagoon Company. Let's start
I
with
like
their
those people.
Newest recruit. Let's start with Mr. Okajima, a.k.a. Rock. He is a Japanese businessman who decided to just, you know, work for this company.
I guess. He was kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like, You have no collateral. Why do we have you still? And he's like, I'm going to stay.
Right. And they're like, okay. And then I regrettably make this decision.
The best quote is the best interaction with Rock is, where's that Hawaiian shirt I bought you, Rock? And he's like, we're at work, Rebby.
It's we're at work and it's tacky.
Oh my God, that was so good.
That personally offended me. Let me tell you.
Me too.
I love Hawaiian shirts.
Me
that's
too.
What my icon has. Oh like, my, dude.
He's such
that's
a
what
square.
My Twitter handle is.
He's such a square. He reminds me of me. Like, I would totally do that. I'd be like, but I'm at work, dude. Like, I can't be wearing, like, my AC/DC shirt or something.
Good Lord. I'm wearing a shirt right now where Bart slowly morphs into Garfield.
Oh, God, that's a goodie.
I'm wearing my Cowboy Bebop shirt.
I'm wearing a Super Mario shirt with everyone.
Dude, can we get the Yeti to sponsor us? I just want to talk about the Yeti.
Yeah.
Guys, welcome to the Money Zone. We're stealing this from a Bim Bam. Yeti sponsor us.
Hey Yeti, I bought like maybe a lot of shirts.
Mm. Hey Yeti, I've bought several shirts from you.
I have probably spent more than $100 on the Yeti.
Hey Yeti, I've definitely spent more than $100 on
hey,
your
Yeti,
wares.
If you need delivery boys, you can call the Lagoon Company or the FAP Company. We got your back.
Yeah, we're the FAP Company.
We don't have guns, but we do have that missile launcher though.
We do have an RSS feed for our podcast.
We do, and we have. I have a mustache.
If that doesn't tell you that we mean business, I don't know what does yet. The offer's on the table. The
offer's there. I got a haircut. We got a haircut. We're here. Use the coupon code FAP and you get 25% off theyeti.com.
I want that to happen so bad. It's so funny.
Mostly just so then I could get discounts off of what I'm going to buy anyway.
I am my fan base.
Yeah. yeah, but Rock, I don't know. He's anime. He's okay.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of personality. He's got just enough to be interesting, but not enough to be,
but
like,
he's still
superb.
A square.
Yeah,
he's stuck in the twilight. He's just like, he's the audience. Yeah. He's watching as we are.
You have entered the twilight zone.
Boy, I hope she doesn't stab her neck. Oh, too late. Okay, I'm just going to keep watching from this
no,
twilight.
Get him.
On the next episode of The Scary Door.
Dutch, what are you doing?
We can't keep doing this.
Benny, why did you close out that window on your computer screen?
Okay, let's go on. Let's go on to the next person.
Okay,
let's. Revy.
Let's talk about
Revy.
She's
a gun.
Two
she's
hands,
a gun
Revy.
Girl.
She's literally you know, just edgier Yoko from Gurren Lagann.
No, she's edgier Nami.
Edgier, okay. Mmm. How so?
So she
they're
has
both
her tattoo.
Pirates.
Okay.
She has boobies.
She got booty shorts.
She got red
right.
hair.
Yeah, she has hair, and then she's just angry all the time.
She is of Chinese descent.
And she steals.
Oh, yes.
She's a pirate. Also, I already said she's a pirate.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
crap.
A pirate.
They're pirates.
So Nami.
Why didn't I make
so,
a pirate opening?
Yar, we can do it later.
Okay.
We'll fix it in post.
Yo ho ho, I took a bite of gun. Okay, anyways.
Ah, yes. Thank you.
To the gun fruit. Spoilers for a character that actually is a gun. Anyways. man, One Piece is weird. Anyways. Yeah, Revy.
You're weird.
Oof. I love Revy. She can hurt me all she wants.
Me too, thanks.
I'm like, again, like, out of all the people who have, like, a lot of screen time and development, well, quote-unquote development, like, Revy's, like, up there. She's, like, always there. You don't get a lot of her past, per se, but, like, the glimpses you do kind of makes you curious.
I feel like a lot of these characters intentionally are hiding their past.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I feel like maybe they plan to have this as a longer series, perhaps, and then have that explained later, but, you know.
Well,
it's weird.
I would say that they ended it off on the second season, at least where they could expand further, mm-hmm. but I don't think they will.
Yeah. But hey, it's the manga's going to start up again soon, so, you know, the manga probably fills in the blanks, I believe. You never
time skip, boys.
Dude, no, he just took a hiatus. He's probably going to pick up as soon as where he left off or something.
For sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
I love hiatuses.
Probably not. I love Jebatus.
I
love when David Productions doesn't finish JoJo.
Dude,
hey, we got the JoJo!
Hey, we did it!
Yay! Everyone clap. Please clap.
Guys, I'm gonna say it, and I hope you're
not
mad.
I'm gonna
say it. I thought that cigarette kiss was adorable when they were in the police car.
I like that.
I was like,
even though I do not condone smoking, don't do that. It'll kill you and give you lung cancer. You'll go to hell before you die.
I am fine.
But it was good. I liked it.
Yeah, that was really good. That was pretty cute. I was like, hey, a turning point. And I kind of like their little dynamic. It's like they like each other, but she's like super tsundere, right? She's like a super, yeah. super.
She's
super
like
tsundere.
Mega.
She's like Pino on acid.
I love when she talks to Edda and she's like, "Have you banged him yet?" And she's like, "Shut up!" I'm just like,
"Shut up!"
I'm like, "Oh, Edda."
And I was like, "Okay."
I see you, Revy. I see you going for the innocent ones. But let's move on to Dutch. Our main leader, our fearless leader, our cool leader.
I love Dutch. He doesn't get enough screen time.
Mm-mm. Did not.
He just makes phone calls. He's like, okay, we'll be back, guys. Don't get in too much trouble.
He's such a good
smiles.
Badass.
He drives a boat. He can get scuba gear.
Make sure that Revy doesn't kill people.
Make sure there's good HR relations.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they are his workers after all. He's got to pay them.
They are. No, like, he's just such a cool character. Like, we've talked about this before. Actually, I want to talk about this now. Okay. We haven't talked about this before. We all watched the dub.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rock's delivery, fine. It's perfectly good. It does what he needs to do. Has emotion at times. Does what he needs to do. Revy tries too fucking hard in her delivery.
The English voice actor. I actually really like her voice actor a lot.
I think
she just goes. She tries.
She just always sounds edgy.
Yeah, she always sounds like Shadow the Hedgehog.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I will say, if you watch the sub, everyone would be talking in broken Japanese English.
No, yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, it's you choose one or the other. It's all right. It was a little jarring for me a little bit, but it's like. You know, it's interesting to see. So, like, there's a lot of English in the sub.
What bothered me with Revy was how the voice actor would do the same voice even whenever Revy was, like, had a happy face on. It was just the same one. It was really disjointed, and it really bothered me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that. I bet you you're specifically talking about the part during the shootout with Genji when she's walking towards the guy and she's smiling. And holding the gun to him, but still sounds like this, and sounds like she's yelling, but she's not.
And that probably doesn't fall on the VA. That probably falls on, like, the director.
Directorial. But still,
I just don't want to shit, like, on the VA, because she does do a good job.
Yeah, no. It's good voice acting.
Yes.
Just the delivery is a bit weird. Probably voice director. But then when we get to someone like, what's his face, Butch... So good. I love his deliveries and all the times. He's super good. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about our last Lagoon member. Ooh. Benny Boy. Hey there, Benny Boy.
I love Benny Boy.
God,
Benny
he doesn't Boy. Get enough screen time either.
I love him too. Like, his delivery's great. I love his just how he is as a character. He fits very well into, like, this weird archetype, but I don't know. Doesn't get enough screen time.
Him and Dutch, good character, like, though. Are both the best,
like best voiced. Lagoon Company members.
Like, yeah. I feel like Benny is what Rock would become later on in the series. Because Benny's also in the Twilight. He doesn't shoot. He hasn't had to shoot either. He's just, like, in it. He's driving his cool car. He gets his car destroyed. And he's, you know, he's got to get it paid and get it fixed. But he's, like, he's there. He's living his life.
He's just having a good time.
Yeah. He gets a girl.
He's just hacking computers. Yeah, he kisses a girl once.
Yeah, dude.
More than I ever.
They in the manga, they actually have a... They're actually in a relationship, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah, good. Like, and I think
that makes sense.
Yeah, like, they start to hit it off. I'm just like, yes.
Good for them.
It's great. Let's move on, I believe, to...
The rip-off church.
Let's go to rip-off church. That's a good way to go. So we have Edda, right? Let's talk about Edda.
I love Edda.
Oh, God. That reveal that she was actually CIA.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that was awesome.
I was like, I knew there was something about you, Edda.
Yeah, she... Like, her first... When you first see her and she's, like, in her nun outfit, and you're like, okay, what the hecky? who's this girl?
No, but then once you get profile.
No hex.
No fricks.
No double decker dicks.
Okay. Have a good day.
But I did really like her reveal also, like, just without her church garb. Mm-hmm. That's great. I love it so much.
Like, if anything, her mystery was solved within this entire series. And that's
great. Which was very appreciated.
Very much so. Then we have don't remember her
Yolanda.
Name.
Yolanda.
There we go. Miss Yolanda. Miss Eyepatch. The leader of the ripoff church.
The leader of the bunch. You know her well.
She's finally back in her gown.
And she shoots you.
Her golden
it's
gun.
It's gonna hurt.
Can fire in spurts.
If you steal from her, you're gonna die.
R.C.
Ripoff
church.
Okay. Dude, oh my God, Yolanda. She just looked like
a
nice...
I do like her character.
Yeah, she was like a nice little... Like, at first, she looked like a nice little cranky lady.
And she's drinking tea and having a good time. And
she's like, you better hold on to this boy.
And then she shot these guys.
Right? She's just like, what's going on outside my church? I better not have to. I am angry.
You shot the church. Now I'll shoot you in the fucking head.
It makes me wonder if Yolanda's also CIA. If Edda's CIA, maybe she is also. Maybe she's got something going on.
No one knows. Well, we don't know.
It could be either way.
You're right. She could go both ways. Anyways, that didn't make any sense. But that's, I think, about it in the rip-off church. Other than the one guy that showed up once, I don't remember his name.
I don't remember.
Let me see if I can find him.
Stupid.
Yeah, it was Ricardo. Yeah, probably.
I can't.
I want to say it was Ricardo. I remember it was like a Hispanic type name.
Yeah, Ricardo.
I was like, it's my brother. No, it's not my brother. But yeah, that's everybody in the ripoff church. Let's move on. I want to talk about the Hotel Moscow. Let's go there. So let's talk about Miss Balalaika. She is the leader of the Russian mafia that is slowly taking control of Roanoke. And I hear some giggling.
I was going to do another DK rap joke, but then I realized that would just be really bad.
Oh, no.
I really like Miss Balalaika. Good villain. She definitely plays the part of the ruthless, evil, don't fuck with her unless you want to die.
Hey, man, her country fell, man. She has to be this way.
That's not my fault that our socialist country failed because their leaders sucked.
You got a great point. You bring up a good point.
Checkmate. Socialist.
Very socialist. We might have to cut, if anything, you heard.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut that.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders got to smash through my doors anyway.
Do you need free college?
Did someone say free college?
I love education.
Guys, shout outs to Bernie Sanders.
Dude, feel the burn.
Shout out to Bernaldo.
Dude, shout out to Bernard, whoever that is. Andy Bernard from The Office.
Hey, Bernard, if you're watching this, send us an email.
Just send one. Say, hey, I'm Bernard, and we'll be happy.
Yeah, so Miss Balalaika is good. You know what I hate? Her scar doesn't fucking move when she talks.
Oh. Yep.
That shook me to my very core.
I can't believe her scar didn't move.
I hated it.
Maybe it's like a tattoo. No, I'm just kidding.
No! Her face got burned off.
It's true. It's in the flashback.
Yeah,
again.
It just makes me angry.
Yeah.
That's the one part of animation that I didn't like. I noticed that and I was like,
I dislike this.
I very much like her leadership skills. I love how calm she is in the hard situations, especially, again, with the Hansel and Gretel arc, which we will talk about.
Hansel.
We'll talk about those guys later. But goodness, she can also set, she can boss me around too. I don't mind. Hey, man, for the motherland. Anyways,
insert shitty MIDI version of the Soviet theme.
Oh,
here.
Say, can you see? Oh, wait a second, I tricked you.
That Pino, he's a trickster.
We could talk about Sergeant, but he's just Sergeant. So
he's just a guy. He's just a big burly Russian.
If only you knew how Sergeant looked as a kid, Chuck. This is why I recommended you guys watch the Omakes. I made Garb watch like 4.
Did he look like a moron?
They were very good.
He was. You have to watch it afterwards.
He's a very. He turns into a very small anime boy.
He's like a Sojo character. Or
it's
like
very good.
Oh, it's so good. I'm too scrawny, so I decided to bulk up. Oh my god, it's too good.
It's good. Let's
now I'm gonna put everyone else in the whole like, hey, you just showed up once and then disappeared.
Well, there's a couple more that showed up more than once, but you know, they don't have a definite they do have a definite alliance, but you know, there's just lesser so.
Yeah, like for the purpose of this podcast, like there's no alliance here. So let's talk about Roberta. She is the maid of the Garcia household. I forget his last name.
Lovelace.
The Lovelace household. But yet she harbors a very, very, very dark side of her life. I like her.
Yeah, she's Darth Vader.
Master Garcia, where did you go?
I don't like seeing you like this, Anakin. Please stop. I hate it.
You're tearing me apart.
Tearing me apart, Lisa.
Lisa, I did not shoot him. I did not.
What is this podcast?
Oh, hi, Revy. How's your sex life?
Dude, I was pretty psyched that Roberta beat Revy. I was like, whoa, you won.
Well, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
It was a tie.
Nah, dude, was she was awake. Revy not KO.
Revy fucking got a concussion and died.
She died. Oh yeah, no. I forgot. She also did get a concussion and died.
Brain damage.
Oh no. She woke up after a while though.
Doesn't mean she isn't brain damaged.
I mean, aren't we all just a little brain damaged?
Have you listened to this podcast? Of course we're brain damaged.
I see.
It's not even a question.
You got me.
Yeah, she was good. She was only in there for a couple episodes, but she was crazy.
I liked...
Oh, this crazy bitch.
Oh my gosh. Can we just take a second to talk about all the accents we have in this show? We have our Colombians. We got our Chinglish.
Oh my god, brother.
We got our
We got our
Chinese people.
Oh my.
Omar Khan.
Of course, Capitan.
Of course,
Capitan.
We got
some Russian in there.
Oh my god. We have our New Orleans guy who's like the player.
Yeah, we got this. Yeah, the sex shop dude.
Flavor Flav. Flavor Flav.
His name is Rowan, by the way.
Rowan, there we go.
I love Rowan. He only showed up twice, yep. But I love him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That voice was too good. Oh my gosh. Oh god, okay. But yeah, Roberta's pretty cool. She's strong. She's Hispanic, I guess.
She at least speaks Spanish.
She does speak Spanish in the dub.
She was looking for her people.
Can you point me to the direction of my countrymen? I'm looking for my countrymen. They have something I want.
Hey lady, I don't know. What the Bam! Who the fuck are you?
Okay, good day.
He's dead. Bye. His family is grieving.
Who else do we have? Oh, we have Hansel and Gretel, the Stinky and McStinky.
Oh, I wanted to save them for last, but,
Nope, they're not last.
Okay, we'll talk about Hansel and Gretel. So Hansel and Gretel have an interesting history.
All right. Okay, so they were, like, found because of... They were, like, sex slaves or something?
Pino got
this. Yeah, so, they were born in Romania, and they were abandoned and taken to an orphanage. And this orphanage was like government funded, but like the leader of the country, I guess, fell, and like so did their government and whatnot. So a large number of these orphans fell into the hands of the Romanian mob, in which, you know, the mob they're pretty crazy, I guess, in Romania, because they forced them to participate. And this is where we warn you again, we're going to talk about
dude, you can't spell Romania without mania.
Dude, I love Sonic Mania. So again, we're going to talk about a little more deeper, I guess,
graphic and maybe unsettling for certain viewers. So if like you are a bit squeamish and don't like hearing about this shit, you can either skip ahead to this time frame here.
Yes.
Or
you can. Or, we can talk about
that's
pedophilia.
Just from YouTube that's okay. People, though. I don't think the audio.
No. I can edit.
You're a wizard, I believe in
right.
you.
So according to the...
with my wizardly powers, I will insert a single time into this podcast.
1 hour, 10 minutes, 55 seconds.
Wow. That's
why I love Two Nut Chuck, man. That's why I love him. Love him to death.
God damn.
Anyways.
That's going to be my name, and I'm going to hate it.
Hey, man, you're lucky I already forgot about the other thing you said before.
Dude, I still like the boys. Don't worry about it.
No, I didn't want you to say it. I was going to say it. Okay, doesn't matter. All right. Anyways, so again, they force children such as Hansel and Gretel into, I guess, it says, according to the wiki, it says pedophiliac snuff films.
Yep.
Which they were either obliged to murder other children or rape them, and a lot of other things in between, I believe. And, you know, this in turn turned them into, like, sadists and whatnot, and horrible killing machines as well. And it was just, you know, it was just really bad for them. They got dealt the worst hand in the world. And then they became just, like, young, murder-mad children. Boys and girls. Yeah.
And they're like incestual too, and it's weird.
Incestual, and they have like, I would say like double personalities because they like It's just bad and weird, and it was really creepy, mm-hmm. and it made me feel really uncomfortable, even though, like, that's exactly what it was supposed to be.
And the thing is that they, like, explained all the mm-hmm. stuff that, like, why they did, like, why they were, like, kind of incestual,
yeah.
like, and why they're killers. Like, all that's explained, you know, mm-hmm. and explained mm-hmm. well, too, which is why I'm kind of like, yeah, I hate it, but they did a good job with it.
Like, damn, you mm-hmm. made me feel what you wanted me to feel, I guess.
Yeah, you made me feel hate against these two tiny children that already had shit against them.
I started to, I know the moment, I remember the moment where I was like, oh my gosh, this show is something else, is when Bella Laika wanted to find information about these killings, and so she's like, let's talk to good old Rowan. And then she finds these films, and you, like, in the back, like, I don't know if it's explicitly seen or, like, covered up by her head or, like, but, like, you see, like, an image and you can see, like, those yeah. acts happening. I was like, oh, yep. boy, what is
yep.
what is going on here? And it was just, like, the worst thing I've ever seen. And I'm glad it was, like, on Adult Swim, because, like, if it was on regular Toonami, like, back in the old days at 8 o'clock, I don't think kids are going to, like, tune into that show. But, again, like, they were dealt the worst hand in the world, and
yep.
as a result, they wanted to just kill the Russians. Sometimes I think I got dealt the worst hand in the world.
Poor no. Chuck over there turning into a LaFant.
Dude. Elefunny elephant, see him blow. Butterflies.
Dude, Elepunk's my favorite Black Eyed Peas album.
Dude, Apple the App?
Yeah.
Dude,
Pump It's my favorite track from that album.
I will say, even though they were poor kids, like they were doing bad stuff, like, I'm glad they're put to rest. I'm glad they got what they deserved, too, because, like, they, like, got rid of, like, so many people, and it mm-hmm. literally almost started a war with Mr. Chang. And I was like, don't Dude. Hurt my Mr. Chang, please.
Dude, let's talk about Mr. Chang now.
Let's go to Mr. Chang.
My beautiful man, Mr. Chang, with guns. Who's a better gunman than Revy.
Mm-hmm. She's got a lot to learn before she's up to his
level. He just seems like a nice guy.
Yeah,
he seems like someone that I would just, like, have a beer with.
He's like, hey, I haven't been in the field in a while, but I'll shoot you.
I'll do it.
I'm not hesitating. Like,
he didn't.
I believe he's Chinese, right? He's got, like, a Chinese...
No, he's part of the Hong Kong tribe, okay. So I guess he is Chinese.
But let's not offend people.
Yeah, it just says most of Chang's background is unknown on his wiki page, so, yeah. You know.
But no, like, he's just, like, so friendly. There's, like, an air about him that just makes him fun to watch, like, anytime he's in action.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. And his interactions with Revy is just... It's fun. It's like a Big Brother kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Mr. Chang's great. Let's see. I also want to talk about some of the mercenaries that were in the show. Let's talk about... I believe... according to Revy, she calls her Chinglish. But her name is... Let's see here. If I scroll back up for a quick second. Let me scroll back up the other page, because obviously it was on the wrong page. Shen Hua.
Yes.
Thank you. That's all. She's cool. I like her. She doesn't like guns because they're unreliable.
Mm-hmm.
And she has an Australian pothead friend, which he was pretty fun too.
And then he died. Or he didn't die. He just went.
He just never came back. Insane.
Poor guy.
Dude, there he goes.
There he goes.
There he goes.
The queen is calling me. Ah. Beautiful girls, 100 models. Oh my god, that car ride was insane.
Oh my god, it was great. I love that.
Oh my goodness. Oh gosh. Again, I don't think we've talked about many villains, but that's because they weren't that memorable. To be honest.
Well, like, the thing is, like, with the villains, at least some of them are, like, associates of the Lagoon Company, so you can't really see as much. But then, obviously, there's, like, the Yakuza. That entire thing, but none of them were really memorable beyond Genji with a sword.
Oh, Genji, and what's her name?
He didn't. I don't even fucking know.
Little what was her name? Washimine, little girl Washimine. We'll just call her little girl Washimine for now.
Yeah, Yukiko.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Yukio.
The first time they said her name, The first time they said her name, I thought they said Yu-Gi-Oh, and I was really confused.
It's time!
It's to do!
Thank you. Now explain why you hate her.
God. Again, like, I mean, I'm glad she stuck to her guns to the end, right? Like, she didn't back out. But, like, come on, man. You can't just go for a, like, she's in love with Genji, right? Like, she wanted to be with him. I'm just like, that's cool. Okay, that's cool. You could have just, you know, told him to like, not do it. Like, you could have just been alive. You could have had a normal life. I don't know. She's just all backwards. It makes me feel like, I feel like Rock in this situation. I'm like, you made him, you effed up. You did bad. Well, I hate you, but I'm still going to watch you cut your throat. I don't know. She just doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
Good times.
I don't know. They're just stinky. I don't care that much.
Yeah. Genji was cool. He just had a shop. That's about it.
Yeah.
His name is Genji.
Yeah. But what about the best character of all? Claude Weaver. The Pyro.
Oh, he spooked me. I didn't like him.
He's just happy. He's just like a what do you call that?
The he burned class his white wife man. And kid.
No, he didn't.
He burned them to death.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
That wasn't in the news. Shh, don't tell him. No, Oh, God, my house is on fire.
Oh, no.
Well, there I go. Thanks, Claude.
What is this, L.A. Noir?
I better go put together these stupid pipes. Nope, that doesn't fit.
I hope I don't get run over by this car.
That doesn't fit. This doesn't seem to have any existence with the case. I'm still trying to put in this single rod. Though.
We have
it's
to
so
find
bad.
The wife. We have to tell her.
How can I help, detective?
Excuse me. Your husband has been murdered.
Something tells me we shouldn't trust this lady. Her expression seems a little fishy. Mm.
Do you fuck young
There's
boys?
There's nothing that I'm trying to hide, officer.
I can hear the faces.
Anyway, that's it.
That's all.
I think that's all the characters.
Yeah, that's all that is who are relevant. All right, so let's move on to the. I guess we can move on to the ratings if you guys want.
Yeah.
All right. Again, I just want to say, you know, Black Lagoon is very
welcome. Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for Best Girl of the episode and duke it out for the title of Best Girl. Today, our contestants are once again, always, it hasn't changed, it will never change, no one loves us, our Pino Gar and myself.
Hello.
Who are you each advocating for?
I chose Roberta.
I chose another R. Revy.
And I chose Mr. J.
Can you tell it's late and I'm tired?
Okay, yes. I'll talk about my girl. She's a maid. She'll clean for you. You know, if I move in, like, we can like chill out and go to the gun range. I won't shoot any guns, but you know, it gets good for her to relieve stress, I guess. I know that if I'm loved, she'll find me in the middle of a horrible place. And if I'm scared of her, she'll be like, "No, come back, And she can beat up Remy. So,
well. She just thinks that she beat up Revy. Revy just let her beat her up.
What do you mean?
So she would feel good about herself.
You knocked yourself out twice. That's the second concussion that day.
No.
What do you mean? I've had a concussion for years.
Revy cares.
What do you mean? I had brain damage for so many years.
Revy just has to pretend like she doesn't care, but she cares. She cares a lot.
You can tell she cares.
What?
You can tell.
Nah, Roberta's dead.
What? She's not dead. She never died.
She's immortal?
Yes. But then
if you grow old and die, how would she live? Then she would kill herself. So why would you do that to her? Therefore, not Best Grill. Checkmate.
But she's not
you
a
just
robot.
Like her because she speaks Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah. Because you can understand her language.
Come on, Roberta. Let's go somewhere else. We don't need these.
Oh, damn. Look at this tiny fucking dude, man.
You looking for some country, man?
Yeah, is that you? Are you my brother?
Brother? Is that you?
Brother!
Brother!
Oh my God, brother, it's been so long!
Oh, it's...
Who
been much too long.
Who's this crazy bitch? Beside you?
I feel it getting strong.
And why'd you pick Mr. Chang, Chuck?
Dude, Mr. Chang's great, dude. He's got two guns. He's so calm and nice. He's just someone I would get, like, just relax with.
I he get it. You like good. The number two, don't you?
You mean poop?
No.
He's been holding that joke in.
Just like his poop?
It feels like he was waiting his whole life.
You're not my brother anymore, you know that, right?
I don't know, brother. I think it's funny.
I'm going back to the hardware store.
Oh my god, that's a double joke. I'm going back to Home Depot. It's okay, I can say that.
No, you're gonna stand out in the front.
Now home's all about Lowe's.
The Home Depot one took a minute for the gears to turn.
Hey, Holmes, I'm over here at Walmart, man. Walmart, I'm over here. Lowest prices of the season.
I don't know, brother. I didn't just don't know.
And I'm over here in the cleaning company.
Oh, my God. Mr. Chang's great. He's part of the Hong Kong triad. He shoots people real good, but he seems laid back. He's someone that I just like to chill with.
Yes. He's a little rusty for me, man. He's been out of the game for too long. He almost died twice.
But he's not.
Exactly. My girl is not. Checkmate.
No, she's immortal.
No.
She's a robot. I can't believe you're fucking a robot.
Hey, man. That's fine. Just wait like 20 years.
You damn robosexuals.
I want to throw in a joke, but I'm not gonna.
Guys, happy Pride Month.
I hate you.
Okay, is that it?
No, are we gonna Trevor talk hasn't about talked anything about Revy.
Oh yeah, how's Revy?
She's good.
More brain damage than you?
By a marginal amount.
I see.
She's a badass.
How big's
dude?
The margin?
She's a badass. I like the badasses, man.
She screams.
She has nice booty.
So do I. Yeah, she does.
She has a tattoo.
She might need a cleaner room, though. I don't know if I could deal with that. Yeah,
she's got one of those very...
She's shot in her sleep. She broke down her AC unit. Yeah. How's it supposed to get cold in her room?
How are you supposed to, like, snuggle if she's going to shoot you?
Yeah, she'll just shoot you dead.
That's what I want.
Oh.
Understandable, I guess. Yeah. Still.
I know that on a whim, just a snap of my fingers, boom, she can end it.
It's like one wrong step, one wrong hand motion, and it's like, what do you do?
Oops.
It's okay. She's cute. She's the cutest one in the show, and you can't even argue that.
Nah, I prefer Radical Revy.
Nah. Dude.
I prefer Mr. Chang. He's the cutest.
Oh, Lord.
Jane was pretty cute, but...
I liked Etta. She was pretty good, too.
Etta was great. Okay, but who cares? She's not the best grill.
Revy it was Yolanda. It's we Mr. all Chang. Lost. It was Yolanda.
Ah.
Thanks for tuning in this week. Hopefully we don't pick Yolanda next week. Goodbye, everyone. All right. I don't have any
miscellaneous. He's naturally fading out.
I don't have any.
Hey, guys. If you want to yell at us, because this was probably the worst Best Grill segment ever created in the history of ever, you can email us and yell at us. Please email us.
We're totally not tired.
FunkyAnimePodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is... FunkyAnimePodcast@gmail.com. That is FunkyPodcast. Nope, I fucked it up. Don't listen to me. Never mind.
Go back to the other episode and listen to the ending. Then you'll know the correct spelling.
Yeah, go listen to the rest of the episodes and you'll find at least one of them where I can speak correctly.
Just
please listen
to all
to our
of
podcast.
Please.
Please.
I'm begging
please
you.
Clap. All right. I've been 8 for 20 years.
Let's go to the ratings so I can feed you, my friend.
What are you gonna feed me?
Bullets.
Boom. Lead dice.
Ah, delicious.
It's nutritious. It's got tons of iron.
It's got so much iron in it, I might have overdosed.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, there
dude,
he goes.
I'm now, that's why they call me Iron Man.
All I can think of is the fucking episode of Family Guy where Peter ate a bunch of, like, coins and his stomach's just, like, jingling. Oh, I don't know why.
Damn you, fat man.
Blast.
Family Guy's terrible.
I <I'm> Chris.
You're fucking crackling.
Peter. It's me, Fran Drescher.
Oh, Lord. All right, so let's get into the ratings before we all...
Garb.
Go. 2.8.
Do it.
2.8?
Understandable.
Understandable. Chuck?
2.7. Nice. I didn't... This is my lowest. It was just, eh.
It was a lot of...
It was like... As like 2.5 is obviously average. It was above average, but it just didn't hit anything specifically for me that I like felt like, dude, I'm gonna latch onto these like characters and I like and I care about them and I want to see more of this. No, it was very much a, eh.
Mm-hmm. Understandable, yeah. And that's kind of what it feels like. So like you again, like as what I said at the beginning, like with Jean-Claude Van Damme. You ever see a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie? Right.
Without Jean-Claude Van Damme, yeah, it's just a movie then.
No, no. You know, like, for example, we had the great Kickboxer, then we had Kickboxer 2, right? Not as good as the first one. That's how I describe Black Lagoon. It's like Kickboxer 2. Like, it's there, you'll watch it.
It's like, okay, you'll watch it, but, you know, eh.
You're like, you're not going to be like, oh, man, I got to draw me some Revy stuff.
You're like, hot dang, you know what I want? To watch Kickboxer 2 on my VHS player.
You know what arc I need to watch again? I need to watch Hansel Gretel. You're Covenant? Not going to see. Oh, dude, I love Indiana Jones.
Oh no, look at that boulder. Oh, it missed me, thank goodness.
It got stuck in that small tiny door. Oh no, a Frenchman.
Oh no, parlez-vous France?
Oh, no. Right, so my rating, I liked my second time watching this. It was pretty good. Again, it's not the best thing around.
How was it in terms of rewatchability?
I had fun. Like, it's been like, what, it was actually 4 years. 4 years since I've actually watched it. So I obviously was hazy on some things. I knew I was in for a wild ride with the little guys, with Hansel and Gretel. I knew I was willing to see Genji again. But other than that, I was just in it for like, just... Like the Scooby Gang on a boat. That's basically it.
Ruh-roh. We should add rewatchability as like a little segment. Because like with Dorado,
we'll just throw that under miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Like to me, this was a nice reminder of a show that I actually very much enjoyed. But overall, I just give it a three.
Yeah, understandable. Mm-hmm. It's a very lukewarm show.
Yeah, but again. If you have nothing to do, or if you're just interested in like being edgy, go
just
ahead.
Just watch the dub; it's fine.
Yeah, don't worry. Or
don't worry.
Don't worry about
it. It's a good time.
I'm making
it's
you guys watch
long,
Roberta's
so
blood
waste.
Trials one day, though.
What?
I'm making you watch Roberta's blood trials another day, though.
But I hate Roberta.
Hey, but you can die. I mean, what?
Okay.
I wish your Revy's.
Is that
blood
sword
trials.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's the sword right up in there. Well, I guess that was Chuck who kind of I told to die.
I'm still dying, but I'm not dead yet. Kill me, please.
There's Garb thinking about if he should kill Chuck.
Kill me, please.
Should I kill him?
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it, idiot.
And I'm Pino.
I should kill him.
This was the Funky please. Anime Podcast. What
guys,
are we watching
this was
next
a bad
week?
Episode.
They're all bad.
What are we watching next week, Garb? Garb, it's your show. What's next?
Garb, you
I'm trying to think of a funny. I'm trying to think of a funny. It's Nietzsche Joe.
That's the joke. We're not funny.
We're not supposed to be funny.
It's Nietzsche Joe.
Okay.
We're watching Nietzsche Joe. It's one of my favorites.
It's a really
good
anime.
Dude, we having a fun romp in school town?
Dude,
we
fun romp through Sakamoto town.
Dude, meow, meow, meow.
Meow. Dude, I'm a bird. I can also talk.
I'm like a bird. I only fly away.
I'm a crow, but I only look like an arrow.
I can only count those crows, though.
That crow's gonna win best girl.
You're not wrong.
No, I'm picking the deer already.
Dude, I'm picking
the coffee shop attendant.
Picking that dog? I'm picking that dog.
Guys, I picked the other dog.
Good Lord, what have we
got? I told Pino off camera to, like, message me when he gets to the coffee part.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, you haven't watched it. Oh, this is gonna be so good.
It's gonna be great. I'm the only one who haven't watched it. Well, we'll see you next week.
Wait.
Two weeks. Guys, wait. Stay fapping, please.
Please.
Anyone.
Please, send us an email.
Not on us, just in general.
Yeah, just send an email anywhere.
Just send someone an email. Email your mom. She misses you.
Yeah, and if she doesn't know how to use email, oops.
Hey, she'll find out.
Oops.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.